checkity, check, check.
Check, check.
You say, no, you say checkity, check, check.
Checkity, check, check.
Okay. Jeff already has his head down on the table because he hates his life. And I said your name, but you have to introduce yourself.
Yeah. I'm Jeffrey Hill.
From what? And how many Grammy nominations?
From the state of Washington and not D.C. And zero.
And you're my husband, and you really don't want to be here.
True. On both accounts.
But I made you mojito, so it's a little bit better.
I guess, yeah.
Is it strong?
It's moderate.
Okay, if you had to choose between me or you, who's cooler?
Definitely me.
Why?
I'm kidding. I don't know.
What qualifications do you have?
For coolness? Mm-hmm. Probably none.
But it's like a scale.
I mean, I think I'm cool. That's all that really matters, right?
So the only qualification is your own objective.
Yeah.
You can remain objective.
Totally.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. If you were going to give marriage advice to someone who was getting married, what would you say?
I would say it's not that hard. Don't stress out.
It's not hard. Never.
I wouldn't say never.
There's no tension.
No, none ever.
None ever.
Yeah.
None ever.
Number.
Number.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Other than don't stress.
No.
No.
I mean.
No, like communicate well or tell her she's pretty. Well,
sure, all that stuff is fine, but like every marriage is different, so you know.
No, I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
You'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I heard it's really good to repeat what people say. It makes them feel very heard.
I don't enjoy it.
You don't enjoy it?
I sure don't.
You sure don't. It seems okay.
Patronizing.
Oh, okay, I'm taking note of that. It seems patronizing.
Yeah.
You.
It does. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you had to pick one historical figure that's inspired your life most.
What?
Who would it be?
I'm not an Instagram influencer. I don't have a historical figure like, that inspires my life.
You're not stoked about the light bulb being creative?
I mean,
or something?
Sure, that's cool.
Pick one person.
Oh, there's okay, so many people. Okay, it doesn't have to people.
Be
historical.
It could be present, too.
That, one there's still one so many people. If I had to pick one mm-hmm. of like all the people that have ever existed, yeah, like and
of all
do,
the billions of people, one person,
Andrew Yang 2020.
No,
yep, you know it.
Okay, so why?
Why? What kind of a question is that?
Well, he's out of how many? Okay, I need to find out actually how many people have ever lived. and then. You can be thinking of why he's your favorite.
Ever he's the man.
Lived. 105 births since the dawn of the human race.
105?
105
people. That's all we got, huh?
Billion.
Okay, that's a little different.
As of 1995.
95. I wonder how many people
were calculated by
that.
Hwab.
By what?
Hwab.
Hwab.
Yeah. Okay, so out of the 105 billion people.
105 billion or 105?
Why is Yang so special?
Because he's going to secure that bag.
That's so vague, and I feel like he'd be really disappointed if he listened to this.
No, he's got plans that will improve the livelihoods and lives of all Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Just Americans?
I mean, mostly Americans, but
so is America, your interest then in like...
Do I get to finish my
no,
answer?
No.
Or,
so no. I just say stuff when I want to, and then you just answer when I let you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, you go for it.
Okay, so what was the question? Your main interest is only in Americans when you're thinking about the biggest person who's ever influenced you?
Well, I mean, I'm American, and I live in America right now. So America is a bit of a priority for me personally, yes.
The whole world is dying, and America's number one.
You know what else is? America. Because it's part of the world. America.
You know what else is dying?
The whales?
The patriarchy.
True.
Mm-hmm.
True.
So is Yang fighting the patriarchy?
He is.
How? His wife is a stay-at-home person.
If you want to be a stay-at-home person, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yes. I agree, actually.
The Freedom Dividend will recognize the work that mostly falls on females, which that is unpaid, such as caregiving and mm-hmm. mothering.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I did notice, though, that your most influential person
mm-hmm.
was a man.
Yeah? What's wrong with that?
Well, I thought we were talking about fighting the patriarchy.
I think that it's... You can have a man that fights the patriarchy. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Your eyes are really intense right now.
Are they?
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Is it?
but not like Rosa Parks or Harriet Tubman. Who is Harriet Tubman?
Honestly.
Underground Railroad?
I don't remember. No, I don't think so.
Okay, I'm going to have to Google that too. Okay, who is Donald Trump?
Who's Donald Trump? Was that the first search? The suggestion?
No, so that's actually what I'm Googling right now. But I of course, knew that Harriet Tubman led the abolitionist before American Civil War to end slavery.
Oh, so was she part of the Underground Railroad?
Yeah,
she
totally had houses. Yeah, so I knew that. But when I Googled Donald Trump right now, it actually said he's president.
I was aware of that, uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. Second most influential person.
What? It just took me that long to figure out one. You want a second one?
Mm-hmm.
Bill Gates.
He's Seattle local.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're Seattle local.
I wouldn't say that.
I think that it's rude that I wasn't the most influential person.
I knew you were going to say that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Then you should have known to just say me.
Why?
Because that's so rude. Like, I've done so much for you.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. But I haven't influenced you.
But you haven't done so much for everyone in the world.
I've done so much for everyone.
What did you do?
Whenever I walk into a room, people are better for it.
I agree. Mm-hmm. But even in, like, the largest room that you walk into, how many people does that influence?
The largest room I've ever been in was probably, like, 6,000 people at, like, a conference.
That's
so
a lot.
They were all personally touched by me.
Right.
Significantly.
Right.
Yeah.
But still, 6,000, like, in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
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 What's your favorite flower?
What? I don't even know more than like two.
And
no, three.
Mm-hmm.
There's like roses, there's dahlias, and
there's
tulips.
There's whom?
Dahlias.
Mm, okay, and what?
Tulips.
Tulips.
Yeah.
Tulips.
Tulips.
Is it tulips or tulips?
I mean, it's spelled tulips.
Mm-hmm. How do you say the word BAG?
You say it bag.
I say it or you say it?
The way it is said is bag.
Bag?
Yeah, not bag as
bag.
Some people say.
Okay, P-E-N.
Pen.
Pen.
I mean, you don't have to enunciate it quite that hard, but yeah.
Oh, what was that word the other day that I was saying last night in bed?
I don't recall.
Oh, it was a weird one.
You're a weird mm-hmm. one.
Do I say words wrong a lot?
Yeah. I mean, technically there's no wrong, but...
What's the most annoying word that I say wrong to you?
You'd have to remind me of some.
Well, I say concrete. And it usually makes you do that.
That's true.
I also say...
Also? Do you really?
No, I don't. I just made that one up.
Yeah, I know.
I say bag, pin... concrete. Kate.
I wonder if people, how do people from concrete say concrete?
I think they say concrete. I'm not even, I can't actually hear the difference in what you are expecting versus what I'm providing.
I think you're lying to me.
No, I actually can't. Concrete.
It's kind of like how we were talking the other day, how old people always say ice cream.
The one, because you were saying, they were saying ice cream.
Yeah, they enunciate it weird.
Like, old people do?
Yeah, like I say,
hi kitty.
Hey, we should go to Snow Goose and get some ice cream. They would say, hey, we should go to Snow Goose and get some ice cream.
I don't hear a difference, though.
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Ice cream.
Yeah.
Ice cream. You scream. Okay. Did you know that we have two cats?
I was aware of that.
Do you like the cats that we have?
Most of the time.
Mm-hmm. And what are the times you don't?
When they're really irritating.
Which is?
Like, a lot of the time.
Like, but what are they doing that's irritating? They want food, like, and you have to get off your butt and feed them?
No. Oh. I mean, that's that too. But mostly, like, when I'm trying to make a coffee, and they're just, like, up on the counter and, like, sticking their face into my cup.
They need energy, too.
What?
They want that caffeine, though. They want to drink
my coffee?
Yeah.
That's probably not good for cats.
Well, the thing is why they do that is sometimes when I make coffee, I spill a little milk on the counter on purpose for them so they can lick it up.
So it's your fault.
Uh-huh. But that's okay with me.
Hmm.
Look, they're being so cute right now.
Yeah, until they start attacking each other.
What is your worst habit?
I don't know. Probably, like, chewing my nails, but who cares?
Chewing your nails?
Yeah. But who even cares?
I feel like that's a really weird phrase to use. Chewing your nails?
Yeah. Biting your nails?
Biting.
Chewing your nails?
Biting.
Same thing.
No. Chewing implies it comes off, goes into your mouth, and you chew on it.
Okay.
Do you do that?
Sometimes.
That's gross. You know how much bacteria is in your fingers?
Do you know how many times I've been told that by my dentist? Literally every time I go to the dentist.
Bacteria is in poop.
Your body.
Finger nails. I think it's a lot. Oh, slightly horrifying facts. What bacteria? First of all, fingertips are hives of nastiness and homes to various types of bacteria, fungus, and yeast. Ew. One particularly prevalent germ found under nails is Staphylococcus aureus.
Good old staph.
Oh, is that what that is?
I'm assuming.
So you could get staph from biting your nails then.
Yeah, but here's the thing. None of that bothers me because I've been biting my nails since as long as I can remember and nothing's bad happened. Nothing bad has happened yet. So.
Do you wash your hands a lot?
I mean, moderate.
Favorite book to date that you've ever read?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you putting me on the spot?
I have to. Viewers can't see you turning
around. Are we talking like series or single book?
No, single book. It can be part of a series, but a single book.
Probably The Power of Habit.
Okay. And what's that about?
Habits.
We started some new habits.
We did.
Mm-hmm. Two a day.
Mm-hmm.
What are they?
I don't know. What are they?
I'm the interviewer. You're the interviewee.
Says who?
Me.
Who says this isn't my podcast?
Tell what the two habits that we started are.
I don't remember.
Okay. We do 15 minutes of cleaning every single day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like little pickup stuff around the house.
Right.
So far, it's been like dishes, sweeping, vacuuming. So.
Yeah, I do
and that. Then we do 20 to 30 minutes of exercise, but you haven't been doing that.
Do we do that, though?
I do that.
Oh, well, I don't.
I do it.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad.
At work, I set my mat, my walk thing, and then just pace back and forth. Or if it's busy, then I just assume that I actually got that time in.
I don't.
You don't do that. No. But we've been doing the 15 minutes of cleaning.
True.
And it's been going good. Mm-hmm. And our house is a little bit cleaner for it. Yeah. Okay.
So a random question that just popped into my head.
Please.
Is this like family friendly or can I say like fuck and shit?
Totally.
And
please shit like do. That?
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Did you have something to say on that premise?
Nope. Just want to know if I can say fucking shit and shit.
What's going to happen now is I'm going to give you a quote to read, and you need to do it as enthusiastically as you can.
This is going to be quite disappointing.
Okay.
You gotta faith it to make it.
I don't think the microphone could pick you up.
You gotta faith it to make it.
Fake?
Faith.
Faith. You gotta faith it to make it. Do you believe in faith? Like faith? Having faith like, in things and stuff. Oh,
of course. Like faith is a very broad
term. That's why I just feel like it's not a real term.
It's broad, so it's not real.
Yeah, because like it's not descriptive. Like, it's too general.
What about, like...
It's like General Motors. I don't believe in them either.
You don't believe they exist as a company?
No.
What about, like, space? Like, space is the most broad thing
you could... No, it makes sense because we know exactly what's out there.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yeah, it's a lot of air.
There's no air.
There's a lot of oxygen to breathe.
Nope.
And stuff.
Definitely not.
Almost
no oxygen, actually.
Almost none?
Close to none.
What percentage of some?
I don't know the exact one, but like if you took all of space in the entire universe and like the ratio of space to oxygen is extremely tiny.
It's actually 20% oxygen.
That's just for our atmosphere.
Our
atmosphere.
H-O-U-R.
Oh, you are.
Just clarifying.
That doesn't include.
Did you know there's seven layers of atmosphere?
I did know that.
Wow. The ozone layer is the coolest one, though. It's debatable. Really like the marines.
The stratosphere is cool.
It's the thing that really stops people. Like the marines. Rangers confused. Lead the way. You wanted to be in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Still do.
Oh, you still do? Are you going to go enlist without telling me?
Yeah.
What made you not choose the military?
I didn't know this was like a life interview right now.
Everyone wants to know about you.
Oh, I bet. Who's everyone?
Me, because I'm going to listen to this.
I just feel like there's better opportunities for me at the moment outside of the military. I realize I'm not wearing my ring.
Because you're cheating on me.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much.
You do that a lot.
All the time.
I always know when you're with another girl when you come back and your ring's not on.
Yeah, because it was sitting on my desk.
Yeah, because you left it here all day when I worked and you were here. Was she in my bed?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Her name was Macaroni and Cheese.
Yeah, it was.
Did you eat macaroni in bed?
No.
Where'd you eat it?
Standing at the counter.
Standing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough.
I was standing at the counter and... Like, swiping on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The cat's eating my chair underneath me.
He always does.
Do you like succulents?
Well, they're okay.
Do you like the ones that have prickles or no prickles?
No opinion.
I recently threw away one of my first succulents I ever had.
That's sad.
Because I wanted to plant my basil plant instead of my succulent.
Why couldn't you get another pot?
Well, I didn't have another one at the moment. And the basil was just sitting on a plate. Mm-hmm. On the counter.
I recall.
It was really bothering me.
Me too.
Yeah, so I just threw away my succulent. But, and then I was like, I'm why the earth is dying.
Because you threw away a succulent?
Yeah. I like, killed a living being.
I don't think that's why.
Which brings me to my next point, is that you are vegan. Nope.
Nope, actually not true.
No, okay.
But you are.
Yeah. So I don't eat any cheese except, of course, in quesadillas. And then I don't eat any meat except in the chicken pad thai I had tonight.
Right.
And then I don't have any milk except every morning when I have my espresso drink.
Yeah, I'm putting in coffee.
So, but yeah, I'm, like, I'm basically got it, right? Vegan.
Yeah, other than that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ethically, I would be a vegetarian.
Well, I'm glad you're ethically on board.
Well, my ethically woulds are really strong, but my do's are not strong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ethically, I would have adopted 50 kids by now.
Right. So, but, like, ethically, you would have helped Jews in Nazi Germany, but, like, in reality, fuck them?
No. I mean, I didn't live in Nazi Germany.
Right. Just, like, ethically.
Ethically, if I was alive then, I would have encouraged the war that ended the Holocaust and the murdering of Jews and gays and blacks.
And gypsies. Everyone forgets the gypsies.
I was getting there. You didn't let me finish.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just usually the last one I name. Mm. But I definitely
knew
that.
You have, like, a specific order.
Yeah, I talk about the Holocaust a lot, and so I just have this, it, like, scripted. What are you doing? It was really fun talking to you.
Yeah.
Next time we're gonna learn about your favorite colors. There's that.
There's two of them, purple and gray. Shh. Next episode's done.
Now nobody's gonna listen to the next one. Okay, I'm not gonna tell you the rest of what we're really talking efficient. About next time.
Why?
But it was great talking to you.
What are the other questions?
And I'm gonna see you as soon as I hit stop recording.
And while you hit stop recording.
No, I'm looking away.
But, like, you can see me in your periphery.
Bye!